Okay, can everyone hear me? Everybody hear me okay? I'm going to say when I'm about halfway through, I'll actually say so that you can swap. Okay? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We've heard an awful lot over recent years about the problem of the aging population in Europe, which is going to play havoc with our pension schemes in the future and mess up our social security systems. And, of course, one of the main causes of this problem is the fact that we have been experiencing a significant drop in fertility rates. We're just not having enough children to maintain our population and to make sure that there are going to be enough young people around to support us all in our old age. Of course, part of the problem is that there's an increasing tendency for women to wait longer before they start to have children. Just to look at the statistics, we can see that the average age at which a woman has her first child has risen considerably over the past few decades, to the extent that it's no longer particularly uncommon for a woman to be having children in her 40s. In fact, over one in seven of women in England and Wales are now over the age of 35 when they conceive. And 2.5%, that is one woman in 40, is over 40 when she conceives a child. And this is now generally regarded as quite normal. No one thinks anything of it. However, a group of senior doctors in the UK have just published a severe warning about the risks that women can face if they delay childbearing for too long. This editorial, written by a senior group of obstetricians, was published in the British Medical Journal a couple of months ago. And in this editorial, they advised potential mothers that they should really be very careful to stick to the optimum biological window for childbearing, which according to them is between the ages of 20 and 35. And they warned that if women delay having children until their late 30s, they are defying nature and they're risking heartbreak. In other words, they're risking not being able to have children when they finally decide they want to. According to these doctors, most women are ill-informed about the potential risks of having children later in life, and they believe there's a general tendency for people to be rather blasé about the whole thing. We're constantly being told that there's plenty of time, we don't need to worry, we can pursue our careers first and have children later on. But they claim this image of the successful career woman who can go on to have children at a later stage in her life actually hides a lot of heartbreak. It can be difficult, it's true, for women to appreciate what the problem is, because after all, we are constantly bombarded with images of women in their 40s having children quite happily. The Prime Minister's wife, Sherry Blair, a couple of years ago, had her fourth child at the age of 45 and produced a healthy 9-pound baby boy without any difficulty whatsoever. So it can be quite difficult to see where the problem is. What the doctors have pointed out, however, is first of all that the later you leave it to have children, the harder it is likely to be for you to conceive. And a result of this is that increasing numbers of couples are seeking fertility treatment, IVF in particular, to help them have children. Now, that's all very well, but what many people don't realise is that IVF actually has a very low success rate. In actual fact, a given cycle of IVF treatment has a 70% failure rate. In 70% of cases, a cycle of treatment does not lead to a successful pregnancy and a live birth. So we might hear a lot about the successes of IVF and this wonderful modern technology, but we don't often hear about the disappointment and the heartbreak of those who fail to have children using IVF. That's about halfway if you want to swap over. Now, if you do manage to conceive and you get pregnant, either naturally or otherwise, there are further problems if you are a relatively older mother. The miscarriage rate rises considerably from your mid-30s onwards, so you're less likely to carry a pregnancy successfully to term. Older mothers also run a greater risk of a number of pregnancy-related problems, such as raised blood pressure, which can be very dangerous both for the mother and the unborn child, and pregnancy-related diabetes, for example. Older mothers are also more likely to go into preterm labour, and so it's more likely that their baby will be born prematurely. And there is, the older you are, a higher risk of a range of genetic disorders and birth defects. Now, it might be a fact that today people are having children much later than they were a generation ago, but the optimum age for having children hasn't changed. The biological facts are still the same. Women's eggs deteriorate with age, and our bodies are older. You can't turn back the biological clock. Those are the facts. Now, there might be very good reasons why women are delaying having children. Of course, they might not have found a suitable partner. They might want to pursue their career and become established in their chosen field of work before they start a family. Or they might just want to enjoy a few more years of freedom from responsibility. And I can certainly understand that there might be some underlying resistance to having children among some women, because we have to say that in spite of all the positive changes that we've seen in the last 50 years or so through feminism, better equal opportunities and so on, the fact is that women still overwhelmingly bear the domestic burden, and they play a much greater role in childcare than men do. So having children changes women's lives much more radically than it does men's. Now, just to be clear about what the article actually said and what these doctors are saying. No one is actually saying it isn't possible anymore to have children in your late 30s and early 40s. Clearly, it is possible. People are doing it all the time. What the doctors are saying is that women need to have a more realistic view of the risks and the possible problems they might face if they postpone having children, and they need to be aware of that earlier in their lives, before they take such a decision. It isn't that having children late in life is not an option, but if you really want to make sure that you do have it all, as they say, in other words, you have your career and you have a family, you need to start thinking about it and planning for pregnancy at a time in your life, at an age, where it's more likely to be problem-free. Thank you for your attention.